Blog Talk Radio.
Me.
want to ask you a question. I want to know, have you ever been so sick you couldn't pray? You never experienced it, you just keep on living. I can talk about it tonight because I've experienced it. I recall September 71, I went into the hospital because I was becoming paralyzed. The doctor said I had two herniated discs in my spine that needed to be removed. But I was afraid to go through with that operation because I was told if the doctors made one mistake, I'd never walk again. But after lying there flat on my back from September until March 72, I thought about how I'd been traveling up and down the dangerous highway, singing and telling men and women that God is able. And here I'm lying in the hospital afraid to go into that operating room. After I had a talk with myself, then I had a talk with Dr. Jesus. I told him I would go in there if he would go with me. Speak to the doctors and tell the doctors what to do. The 29th day of March, I went into that operating room with no fear. I had to learn to walk again. I had to learn to use my hands again. But tonight I can go, thank God! I can go anywhere! I can sit down to the piano and sing and pray again. But so many nights while lying there in that hospital, my body was racked with pain. I was so sick I couldn't pray. The only thing I could do was just look up toward heaven and utter these words. Touch.
Touch me, Lord Jesus. Mercy,
what happened to them. They got drowned in the sea. Yes, they did. Mama, not to moan.
I said if I could, oh Lord, I surely would, yes I would. Hallelujah.
God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt. He drowned the children of Pharaoh and his army. They drowned in the Red Sea. He said, hush up, Mary. Mary, don't you weep. Tell your sister not to moan.
Don't do it, don't. Hello, 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 everyone. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for being here with me. I realize that you could be anywhere in this world right now. There's so many places that you could be. And you are in my world of green, and I do realize that it's a personal choice, so thank you. Definitely appreciate it. It is raining cats and dogs. Wow. You know, it's so bad. It's really bad outside. I hope everybody's being safe. Drive safely, please. Shout out to hubby. I know he's caught in this. So please drive safely. Take your time. There's no rush. Tonight, we're just going to be doing the Lord's work. And I feel that I'm one of his favorites that's been asked to do that. So I'm here just to do my part. And tonight, we're going to be doing Psalm 14 and 15. And then I'm going to do a little bit of motivational speaking for you tonight. That's kind of my next tree to climb. Doing motivational speaking, so you'll hear more of that every time I get to do a little speech here and there. I'll be doing that for you guys. Hopefully, it'll bring some happiness, joy, light, and direction to many of you, if not all. And that's definitely what I am going to be doing. I just want to make some announcements before we get into the show. So last night, if you missed it, you got to make sure you're catching those links. You got to start following me if you're not following me, because all of the shows and things like that are going to be, they're not just going to be all over. They're going to be just in my network. They should be just in my network now, but there'll be more, you know, directed, just designed for my network and for the my supporters and followers and, you know, watchers that take the time to go to my network to see, hey, what's going on. Some people, you know, get lucky to just happen to see it pop up. And that's usually because my network is private. And hold on. The wind just blew the whole door. Oh, my puppy's going crazy. Sorry. Okay. So, like I said, where was I? I'm sorry. So Tina Turner, we did Tina Turner last night if you missed it. And like I said, try to keep up with the links that are being put out so you can hear the show. I try to post it in the morning time, in the afternoon time. Well, I'm not going to say in the morning time. Let me just explain what's happening. What happened was I am a official night owl, officially. Okay, so for those who don't know what that means we don't like to function in the daytime. That's what that means. Because of that, when you're probably getting ready to go to work, I'm just getting ready to go to bed. So, you know, our time frames are not the same. So what I consider what my morning is probably your night. It's a little mixed up. But so that's why the promotions are all over, because I am all over with my time frame. So I try to promote as often as I can when these eyes are open. But the nighttime, you will see mostly all of everything that's happening, you know, in the nighttime, which is a little bit better for me. So if you can, try to follow me at the nighttime. If you, at least by 8, I try to have something out. So if you or, you know, you do go to bed early, at least you'll know what the topic was. And in the morning time, you'll be able to, for those who didn't know, you can re-click the link and hear it in the morning time, like on your way to work or whatever, in case I am not up to repost it. You can come, go to my page and click on what you missed. Or it's always in the feeds. If you follow me, it'll be in the feed, so you can just click on the feed. I want to do a prayer. Bow your heads for me, everyone who's listening. And I wanted to do a prayer of a prayer in regards to faithful remaining faithful and hopeful. Okay, so heads down, please. Almighty God, you are my creator, my healer, my provider. You gave me life, and you preserved my life. May you heal me and deliver me for whatever illness that plagues me, so that I may dwell in your house and serve for the rest of my life. As you have promised me in James 5:15, whatever man cannot do, you can. Thus, let me remain faithful to you and place my hope in you in each and every difficult period. I entrust my health into your loving hands. Come before you humble and vulnerable. You know my physical suffering. You know my pain. It is all in this prayer, Lord. I ask for stillness and peace in my heart today, tomorrow, and always. Remind me, Lord, whatever health problems I face, you have already gone before me, waiting for me to get there so you can walk me through it. With you by my side, I have nothing to fear. Hear my prayers for health and healing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We will be back. We're going to go to a little bit more music, and then we're going to come back and do Psalm 14 and 15.
Yeah.
is good. Won't he do it? Yes, sir, he will do it. Like I said, we are going to be reading Psalm 14, but I just wanted to do a quick little motivation about Psalm 14 before we did it. See, because today I want to draw from Psalm 14. Psalm 14, passage that reminds us of the importance of seeking truth and wisdom in our lives. The psalmist writes about those who deny the existence of the divine, calling them fools, not because they lack intelligence, but because they've turned away from the light of the truth. You see, in our journey through life, we encounter many crossroads. Some moments we have to choose between the easy path of denial and sometimes challenging road of faith and understanding. I'm going to say that again. You have to choose between the easy path of denial or sometimes the challenging road of faith and understanding. The psalmist urges us to look beyond the surface to seek the deeper truth that lies within us and around us. They say, let us not those who consume without thought, who act without consideration for the greater good. Instead, let us be seekers of wisdom, individuals who strive for righteousness, and who act with compassion and love. The word can be overwhelming with its troubles and sorrows, but we are not alone. Just remember that. We have each other. We have guidance of the divine. And that becomes present in the company of the righteous. Let us take refuge in the strength that comes from community and faith. As we go forth, let us hold on to the promise of restoring love and joy. Like it chokes me up. Let us be the ones who understand who seek God and who does good. For in doing so, we become beacons of hope and a light in a world that has none at all and desperately needs it. I hope you walk away with wisdom and truth from that little speech. I gave my little speech there. Yeah. Now I'm going to go into Psalm 14, and it says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. Deeds are vile. There is no one who does good. The Lord comes down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God, turned away, all have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all the evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never called onto the Lord. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread. For God is present in the company of the righteous. Say that again. God is present in the company of the righteous. Your evildoers plan gets frustrated of the poor. So evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor. But the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores his people, he lets Jacob rejoice, and Israel will be glad. welcome back. Thank you so much for being tuned in to my Greenly Sanctuary. We're here every Sunday, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. The number is 515-605-9329 for when you do want to call in, press the number one button, or you just want to listen in. I see everybody taking advantage of the online. That's a good thing. Definitely appreciate you. We're going to go ahead with Psalm 15. And it reads, Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain? The one who walks is blameless. Who does what is righteous? Who speaks the truth from their heart? Whose tongue utters no slander? Who does no wrong to a neighbor? Who casts no slur on others? Despises a vile person, but honors those who fear the Lord. Who keeps an oath even when it hurts and does not change their mind? Who lends money to the poor without interest? Who does not accept a bribe against the innocent? Whoever does these will never be shaken. We'll be back.
When I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I've got a testimony. I feel all right, y'all. Won't the Lord do it? Won't he do it? Won't he fight your battles? Won't he make your enemies your footstool? Won't he give you joy and sorrow? Won't he give you hope for tomorrow? Won't he dry your tears? Won't he? Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Somebody scream. Somebody shout. Because he's able to pick you up. I know I'm qualified. Infection on my throat. Got down in my colon. Got in my inner ear. Couldn't even walk for myself. Couldn't even stand up by myself. Couldn't put no food in my stomach. But look at me today. I came to tell somebody I'm qualified. Not because I'm your pastor. Not because I have my doctorate. Not because my name is McKissick. But when I was sick, he yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yeah. 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 Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Somebody say it. I see you in the spirit, but the devil is a lie. I'm talking to some prayer warriors. You've been praying, but look like ain't nothing happened. But the devil is a lie. You got to keep on praying. Pray when you feel like it. Pray when you don't feel like it. Because just when you think not, God is saying, now I'm ready. Because the Bible is right. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. It's morning time. Are you ready for your blessing? Are you ready for your anointing? Are you ready for your healing? Are you ready for your breakthrough? I wish I had some help here. Grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, I feel you. I know it's been rough, but the devil is alive. I got your hand, and God told me to go to the next level. And because I got your hands, I gotta take you with me. Now say, come on, let's go to the next level. Yeah, hallelujah. I know that God's gonna do it. God's gonna take you there. This is your year. This is your time. You're a giant killer. God is with you. Come on, Goliath. You come with me with sword in hand, with spear in hand, with a shield. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, in the name of Jehovah, in the name of my Prince of Peace, in the name of my healer, in the name of my deliverer, in the name of my way maker, in the name of my burden bearer, in the name of my problem solver, in the name of my doctor, in the name of my lawyer, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, I got the victory. I'm walking in victory. I'm talking in victory. I'm moving in the anointing. Yes, I am. Anybody know you got it? Anybody know you got it? Tell three people I got it, I got it, I got it.
Hey. You gotta hang on in there. God will deliver. Anybody know God will? Anybody believe God will? I want you to hug somebody and tell them God will. He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. Oh!
Solid ground. You ought to tell somebody. It may not take all of that for you, but you speak for yourself. It takes all of that for me. He's done so much. He's done so much. He's been so good that I've got to praise his name. He's opened so many doors. I've got to tell God, thank you. You don't mind if I talk about him, do you? You don't mind if I mention his name, do you? He's been so good to me that every time I stand up to preach, I gotta call his name. You don't mind if I go through it, do you? He's a rock in a weary land. He's a shelter in a time of storm. He's a friend when you're friendless. Bread when you're hungry. He's water when you're thirsty. Y'all know him, don't you? He's God's only son. He's Mary's baby boy. He's James and Jude's older brother. He's Matthew's king. He's Mark's suffering servant. He's Luke's great physician. He's John's word made flesh. He's Acts coming of the Holy Ghost. He's the only begotten of the Father. He's the blessed and the only potentate. He's the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and the morning star. He's the rose of Sharon, distinctive in supernatural capacity, superlative in sovereign majesty, exclusive in spiritual beauty, radiant in eternal splendor, matchless in supernal deity. He's the God of gods. He's the Prince of princes. He's the fairest of 10,000. He's the bright and the morning star. Is there anybody here who knows my Jesus? Is there anybody here who knows my Lord? If the Lord opened doors for you, come on, help me praise him. If the Lord made a way for you, and you don't mind lifting your hands, if the Lord brought you out, and you don't mind telling him thank you, why don't you tell him thank you? Thank you. 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 Thank you for my mother. Thank you for my father. Thank you for Jesus. One Friday, he died. Didn't he die? But Sunday morning, he arose. I know he's alright. I know he's alright. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. And the joy, you don't mind if I tell my story, do you? The reason why I shout so much, the reason why I praise so much, is because 7 years ago, I was in the hospital, and the doctor said I would only live 2 hours, but here I am at the Church Without Walls testifying. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Then the doctor said, if he lives, you're going to have to put him in a nursing home. He'll be a vegetable the rest of his life. But here I am in the pulpit at the Church Without Walls, clothed and in my right mind. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. Why don't you grab somebody? Why don't you encourage somebody? Tell them whatever you're going through, He's able. Whatever you are up against, He's able. He's able. He's able. I know He's all right.
Why don't you just hunt your neighbor and tell him, I just got to testify, I'm still here. Oh, come on. That was the wrong neighbor. Tell another neighbor on the other side, thank God I'm still here. The only reason I made it this far is because He's keeping me right now. The burden is heavy, but He's keeping me. There are tears in my eyes, but He's keeping me. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills, but He's keeping me. I got a bad report from the doctor, but He's keeping me. My marriage is on the rocks, but the Lord is keeping me. Have I got a witness? I got one more word, and I'm letting you alone. The same God that keeps you from this time forth, the psalmist says He will keep you forevermore, which means whatever tomorrow is going to bring, I don't know what 2014 will hold, but I'm glad to report that whatever comes, the Lord will keep you forevermore. Have I got a witness? I'm sitting. I didn't mean to go that far. I just need to testify. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness. What a peace is mine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arm. Shake three people's hand and I'm quitting now. I just wanted you to help somebody. Look at somebody, shake their hand and just tell them, that's how I made it. Let that be your testimony. That's how I made it. Woo! That's how I made it. I've been leaning. Anybody can say that? Leaning. Leaning. Thank you, Jesus.
Subscribe to Brother Rollins' videos for Christ on YouTube.
He came out of hiding. Yeah, making banquets in the wilderness with two fish and five loaves of bread. And then He came out of hiding, and He began to teach, oh Lord, what it really meant to be a part of the kingdom of God. But oh, when He came out of hiding, they got upset with Him and crucified Him on an old rugged cross. But oh, I'm glad tonight that He died for our sins. He died because we were wretched. He died died because we were enemies of God, and they hid him one more time by putting him in a borrowed tomb. He was hidden, Shiloh, all night Friday night. He was hidden all day Saturday. He was hidden all Saturday night. But when the time was right, on Sunday morning, he came out of hiding with all power in his hand. Now, good evening, y'all. But do me one favor, please. Turn and take a neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, I don't know what you're waiting on. I don't know what hasn't happened yet. But neighbor, let me remind you that you can't carry God. You just got to wait. Be patient and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God that you can't hurry, but he'll be there. Don't you worry. He may not come when you want him to come, but he's always. Would you encourage one more neighbor? Would you put your arm around one more neighbor and say, neighbor, keep on waiting on God, because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You will mount up on wings like eagles. You will run and not get weary. You will walk and not faint. Wait on him, 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 yeah.
Every now and then, God wants to know, can you praise him for all that he's done? If you don't mind, will you shake somebody's hand, hold their hand, and say, neighbor, excuse me if I get a little noisy. Excuse me if I get a little loud. But oh, neighbor, you're sitting beside a praiser this morning. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I got to praise him. If I gotta do it all by myself, have I got a witness here? Oh, yeah. I'm glad this morning that I know how to praise him. I got one more thing I need to tell you. The Bible says that when she walked in, she came in like this. When Jesus touched her, she was like this. But before she left, she did this. Y'all ain't happy. She walked in like this. Jesus touched her, she was like this. But before she left, she did this. Will you lean over? Grab your neighbor's hand. Everybody grab a hand and say, neighbor, I remember when I was bent over, I was looking like this. All I could see was dirt. But one day, Jesus laid his hands on me, made me like this. And that's why
I do this. Is there anybody come to praise my Lord? Is there anybody know the Lord been good? If you know he's been good, wave your hand. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. I'm getting out of here. But squeeze your neighbor hand. Everybody squeeze a hand and say, neighbor, do you feel that? Do you feel that? That's what a miracle feel like. That's what deliverance feel like. That's what a testimony feels like. Yes, yes, yes. Can we try it one more time? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, let me show you my testimony. Oh, man, show them one more time. Yes, yes, yes. Ain't God all right, y'all? Ain't God all right, y'all? Can you praise him? Can you praise him? Come on. Take about 20 seconds and give God the best praise you. Hey.
Take a good look at me now, because at the end of 2012, I won't look like this. God's got more ministry. God's got more blessings. God's got more breakthroughs. I preach to myself up in here. Is there anybody here who can say, Lord, give me strength just to keep on walking? I may not get a new job, but with the little money I have, give me a little strength to keep on going. I may not get a new husband, but God, give me new little strength to keep on going. Shake somebody's hand. Say, neighbor, I know it's gotten rough for you. I know you had tears to cry, but neighbor, y'all ain't talking to your neighbor. Take them by the hand and hold them with some Holy Ghost. Hold their hand with some power. Don't hold it like a dead fish. Look them dead in the face. Say, excuse me, I don't mean to bother you, but you ain't seen nothing yet. You had to cry, but it ain't over. It was rough, but it ain't over. You had to push through, but it ain't over. Is there anybody here that can praise God? Because he'll keep you strong enough just to make it through. He'll keep you through a divorce. He'll keep you with no money. He'll keep you when your children crazy. Is there anybody here? No, God can keep you. You ought to say yes. Lift your hands up and say, Lord, in 2012, I'm just asking for one thing. Keep me in your hands. Keep me in your protection. And won't God do it? Hadn't God done it? Won't he take care of you? So be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God, he will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. So if you see me shouting this year, it's because God has given me some reasons to give him some praise. I got 7 reasons why I praise him. Number one, he's been good to me. Number two, he's been good to me. Number three, he's been good to me. Number four, y'all keep sitting there, just between me and God. Number four, you've been good to me. Number five, he's been good to me. Number six, you've been good to me. And I got one more reason why I give you praise. You have been good to me. Is there anybody here God's been good to? Is there anybody here glad God kept you? You wanted to give up, but he kept you in it. You wanted to give in, but he held your hand. Somebody shout yes. Shout yes. That's all I got. That's all I got for you. But when I start thinking about it, all the times I had enough, I was tired of church. I was tired of ministry. I got tired and weary. There are more hateful people in the church than any other place in the world. But just when I wanted to give up sitting under my tree, can I tell you what God did? God allowed him to sit under a tree. And I don't know what kind of tree Elijah was sitting under, but I know of another tree. One Friday night, they took my Jesus up on a tree. called Calvary. And whenever I get weak, I got to learn to lean on the tree. I got to learn to lean on the tree. Well, why do you lean on that tree? My grandma said, there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that blood, lose all their guilty stains. Why do you lean on the tree? Because somebody was singing. They said it was at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. Shake your neighbor's hand one last time in this service. Look them in the face. Say, neighbor, it may get rough. Neighbor, it may get hard. But learn how to lean on the tree. Jesus died for you and me. Anybody glad about it? Anybody glad about it? Say yes. Say yes.
I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. We appreciate you. God bless you. Have a blessed week. I see you tomorrow.